tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in Wednesday.
This day.
In this Wednesday. In beautiful Wednesday. Mm-hmm. In victorious Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Because I am what? Victorious. Why did you say that, Pastor Beckford? Because I'm an overcomer. Mm-hmm. Why do you say that? I overcome by the what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of God, mm-hmm, that I live by. That's my testimony. My testimony is the word.
Yes.
John chapter 14. Mm-hmm. If I keep his word, mm-hmm, if I do his word, then the love of God is in me. Mm-hmm. The Father loves me, mm-hmm, because I'm doing what he says. Hallelujah.
We left off yesterday in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, which says, if the axe is dull,
yeah,
and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. Mm-hmm. So we introduced earlier in this week five enemies of breakthrough, five enemies that'll stop you. And the first one is fatigue.
Yeah.
And the second one, frustration. The third, picking up a feeling of failure. And the fourth, a loss of confidence,
yeah,
which then causes us to feel as if our confidence level has dropped. Mm-hmm. So we have to beat this at the front end. Wisdom says sharpen the axe. A man could sit there with a dull axe and a tree for hours and hours and hours and beat the tree, use up all his strength, exert his strength, break him also, his own self more than the tree, and still not be able to cut down the tree. But wisdom says, take the time to sharpen the axe.
Simple. Sharpen the axe. The axe is dull.
And you won't have to work so hard.
Yeah.
Use wisdom. Sharpen the axe. Yeah. There's a saying, work smarter instead of harder.
Yeah.
They probably got that right there from Ecclesiastes chapter 10:10 in plain language. Work smarter instead of harder. Use the advantage of wisdom. The wisdom that God has given us has the ability to redeem time. So instead of standing out there for 8-10 hours beating up the tree with the dull axe, take 20-30 minutes,
sharpen the axe,
hit it with a couple good swipes, and the thing is down. You're not exerting as much energy. You're using wisdom. Time is being redeemed. That 8-hour task just came to be a 45-minute task because wisdom redeems time. And wisdom is intangible. You can't see wisdom by itself until you start to implement and do the wisdom, the strategy that God has given you. In James chapter 1, it tells us that wisdom is available to all of us. If we lack wisdom, what do we got to do? Ask God.
Yeah.
Ask God, and he'll give it to all of us liberally, without reproach. He has given it to you. It's being released from above, wisdom for great exploits. So wisdom says sharpen the axe. So if you start feeling fatigue, if you start feeling this heavy burden, wisdom says go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wisdom says reset.
Yeah.
Wisdom says detach from the weight, the sin that so easily ensnares you. Wisdom says to give you the advantage then on the front end to be able to combat that. Because the truth is, when you're working for purpose and the Holy Ghost is fueling you, you have to make yourself rest because you're so excited. There's such an expectation that's boiling on the inside of you when you're really focused on something, when you're really working towards something, where you see it in the invisible and you're trying to make it visible, and you're putting the building blocks together, you're doing the work in order to bring something intangible, something invisible into the visible realm. When you're really focused on something, you don't get tired.
Listen to this here. Someone is out there, man, and he's just sick and tired of being sick and tired with his life. Let me talk here. Let me tell you something. Think about all wisdom. It's powerful. All wisdom is just powerful. The person is sick and tired, and sick and tired of what? His life. His life is a mess. And guess what? He says, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. Just change. Just change your story. that story that you have been talking about, not getting you nowhere. Just pivot. Just change. If I don't like what I'm doing, the answer is change.
And change isn't change until you change. That is one of Pastor Beckford's foundational, historic statements right there. Change is not change until you change.
You can talk it all you want. I'm going to change. I need to change. It's not change. Change is when you what? Change. Okay. Somebody needs to get that in mind this morning.
Change is not change until you change. Write it on a sticky note. Put it on your screensaver this morning. Change is not change until you change. Sometimes we're begging God for other people to change. But change isn't change until you change.
That's some wisdom key in this morning. Hey, you said, man, it was good that I turned my radio on and listened to Make Your Day Count. Because I've been talking about changing. I need to change this. I need to change that. I don't like that. But the answer is change. Mm-hmm. And it ain't change until you change. Yes.
Just thinking about it is not enough. Just wanting to do it is not enough. Just like that riddle that you have in your new book, Pastor, about the frogs.
Yeah.
You want to share that?
Yeah. You know, five frogs sat on a lily pad. Five of them sat up on that lily pad. And, hey, one of them decide to jump. One of them says, I'm going to jump. Now, let me ask you the question. How many of them leave? One says, you know, with the talking. And so one says, yeah, I'm jumping. Jump off the pad. And I ask you another question. How many of them leave on the pad? And most time I get the answer that none of them. Every one of them jump. The answer, you're wrong. They all say that they're going to jump. One decide that they're going to jump. And I get the answer, oh, four leave, one jump off. Mm-hmm. You're wrong. The answer, five of them is still on the lily pad. Remember, he didn't jump.
Yeah.
He just what? Decide.
But he didn't do it yet.
Yeah.
So he's still there in the midst of the ones who are on the lily pad.
Yep. They're talking about what? Jumping off.
Mm-hmm.
But until you jump off, you're still there. Until you change. Yeah. Until you change, you're still in the same situation. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say, I'm going to change. No, this is a true story. Because the person just told me that she's praying for her husband to quit doing drugs. He talked to him, pray with him. You know, you got to quit. He said, I'm going to quit on my birthday. I said, what he says? I'm going to quit. When? On my birthday. So you see, now, he has the desire to quit at his birthday. I guarantee you when his birthday comes, he'll still be doing it. You see, if he really serious, when you really serious, then you make the decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah.
You do it when? Now. You do it when? Now.
Mm-hmm. That was like also in that. I always wondered about that in Exodus during the plague of the frogs, when the frogs were all over the place. They were in the ovens, they were in the kneading bowls, they were frogs everywhere. It was the plague of the frogs. And Pharaoh and Moses had a conversation, and he said that they'll entreat God on his behalf. And he said, okay, when do you want this to end?
Yeah.
They asked Pharaoh, when do you want this plague to end? He said, tomorrow. Yeah. I thought to myself, why did he say tomorrow? He had the choice to pick.
Head it now.
When the frogs would leave. Frogs in their ovens, frogs in their kneading bowls, frogs all over Egypt. He had the choice to say when the frogs are going to leave. And he said tomorrow? I would say, why didn't he say right now?
Today.
Right now, today.
today.
Today is the day.
So I want to pray for those people out there right now. I want to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are in a situation, are in a situation that holding them, whether it may be drugs or whatever it is, that they need to break out of and still putting it off.
Yeah.
They're saying, I'm going to do it. I will do it. But not now. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those who come up in a situation that is holding them back from moving forward. And they're putting it off for another day. Holy Spirit, create a rumbling. Create a disturbance, Holy Spirit, in their heart. That they'll make that decision of quality to make the change now. To make the change now. Father, I pray for everyone that is held captive by substance to be loose, to be the chains will be broken off them, and they will be free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
It is done. And if you know someone that is struggling, man, is fighting the monster, which is called the devil. He manifests himself in so many forms, in addiction. That's a monster that create fatigue and frustration and a feeling of hopelessness. If you know someone, continue to pray for them. Don't give up. Just pray. Pray that the Holy Spirit will intervene and help them to overcome in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. We're all seeking purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and if you think about the sacrifices that some that people make when they are addicted to drugs, the sacrifice and the determination that they have to get that substance, the chances that they will take, the things that they will do.
Yeah.
But as followers of Christ, we need to get some of that perseverance to the things of God. People will walk over a bridge in the rain with no shoes on to get some crack cocaine.
Yes.
And people of God, if it's even rain in the forecast, stay in their nice little AC'd house.
I ain't going to church. I'll go tomorrow. I'll put it on. Yeah.
We must be in pursuit of the things of God.
Because we know in our Noah, we know that this is what it is. It's God love. And the great love of God constrain us and give us that ability to love each other and to pray for each other and to let that what the Bible says, brotherly love, continue. And I just pray, don't give up on no one. Just keep praying for them in the name of Jesus.
God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you just the way you are. There's nothing that we can do to make God love us anymore. And there's nothing that we can do to make God love us any less. He just loves us. And that's all of us. Each and every one of us, God loves us. Each and every person, God loves. He created you. He made a great investment in you.
Amen.
He wrote your vision in the books of heaven before you were formed and fashioned in your mother's womb. You are equipped. There is great treasure in that earthen vessel. Be confident in the Lord. The Lord is your confidence. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast. This is Morning Breath, the drive time devotion show to jumpstart your day. It's a beautiful Wednesday, October 6th. We're getting into October now.
It's the fourth quarter.
It's
Let's go.
It's rolling along. We're in the fourth quarter of the year.
Go time.
Last 3 months, October.